joined.
Gabriela.
Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudshab rechu ishkin te bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bovafe. Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu elenu maasei yadenu kananei elenu maasei yadenu kananei. Today we will study the sixth aliyah, which begins with Leviticus chapter 14, verse 33, and completes with chapter 15, verse 15. This is a total of 40 verses. The number 40 is the letter Mem. Letter Mem is water. Water is Torah. All of what we've just said aligns with Chesed, which is loving kindness. Verse 33. Vaydaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo El Moshe El Acharon Lemor Ki Tavo El Eretz Kenaan Asher Ani Noten Lachem La Ahuza Benatati Negatzaraat Beved Eretz Ahuzat Em Uvasher lo habayit Vehigid akohen Lemor kenega Nirali babayit. Witsi wa hakohen ufinu et habayit beterem yavo hakohen lirod et hanega willo yitma kol asher babayit we achar ken yavo hakohen lirod et habayit Wera'a et ha'nega, wehine ha'nega b'kirot ha'bayit. Sheka arurot, yiraka ratot, o ha'dam damot. Umarehen shafel min akir beyat
has joined
min habayit el petach habayit behizkir el habayit shivad yamim vishav hakohen layom hashvi. Tameh. We at Habayit Yaktia Mi Bayit Saviv Wishafu Et He'afar Asher Iksu El Michutz La'ir El Makom Tameh. Lachtu avanim acherot v'heviu el tachat avanim v'yafar acher yikach v'ta et habayit v'im yashuv haneka ufarach habayit Achar shilet et ha'avadim v'acharei hikzot et ha'bayit v'acharei ha'kitoach uvahakohen v'ra'ah v'hine pasah ha'nega ha'bayit sara'at Mam eret, I babayitama tamehu, winatat el habayit el havanav, vietetzavet kol afar habayit, behotzio el bichutz, lair el makom tameh. Wehaba el habayit kol yemei chizkir oto yitma ad ha'arev vehashokev babayit yikabes el begadav ha'okel babayit Yikabes ed hapegadav, v'im bo yavo hakohen v'ra'a, v'hine lo fasa, anega babayit, acharei chitoach, ed habayit v'tihar hakohen, ed habayit, Ki mirpa hanaga v'lakach lachate et habayit sh'tei parim v'et zoeres u'shmito la'at v'ezo v'shachat et hatzipor Ha'echat el keli, ha'cheres al ma'im chayim, v'lakach et ha'erez, v'et ha'ezo, v'et shenei, ha'tola'at. V'et ha'tzipor v'ha'chaya v'taval otam bedam ha'tzipor ha'shkuta v'amayit
has joined.
Ha'chayim v'hiza el ha'bayit sheva pe'amim V'chitein habayit, v'gam ha'tzipor u'v'amayim, ha'chayim ha'tola'at, v'shilach et ha'tzipor ha'chaya el michutz la'ayir. El p'nei ha'sadev kiper al ha'bayit v'taher v'zot ha'torah v'kol nega ha'tzara'at HaTameh Uv'yom HaTahor Zot Torat HaTzara'at Vaydaber Adonai Yoheh Waheh Adanu Yo Yoaheda Wanu Heyo El Moshe Wiel Acharon Lemor Dabru El Bene Israel We Amartem Alehem Ish Ish Yes Abibasaro Zovotamehu Zotihie Tumato Bezogorar Besaro Zobo Ohech Im Besaro Mizovo Tumato Hi Lol Hamishkav Asher Yishkav Alav Hazav Yitzma V'Koach Li Asher Yeshev Alav Yitzma V'Ish Asher Yiga V'Mishkavo Yikabes V'Gadav V'Rachatz V'Mayim V'Tameh Ad ha'arav v'hayoshev al ha'kli asher yeshev alav hazav yikabez begadav v'rachatz v'mayim v'tameh ad ha'arav v'hi'anogea Yivsar hazav yikabes begadav v'rachatz b'mayim v'tameh ad ha'arev v'ki yarok hazav b'tahor v'kibes begadav v'rachatz b'mayim v'tameh ad ha'arev V'kol ha'merkav asher yikav alav hazav yitzma v'kol hanogea v'kol asher yihye tachtav yitzma ad ha'arev V'hanose otam yikabes v'gadav v'rachatz v'amayim v'tameh ad ha'arev v'kol asher yikabo hazav yadav lo shatav v'amayim V'kibes begadav v'rachatz b'mayim v'tameh ad ha'arev Kukli cheres asher yiga bo hazav yishaver V'kol kli etz yishtaf b'mayim V'ki titar hazav Mizovo besafar lo shivat Yamim l'tacharato V'ki bes begadav V'rachat basaro V'mayim chayim v'taher U'vayom hashmini yikach lo Shete Torim O Shene Beneona Uvalifne Adonayo He Wahe Adanuyo Yo Aheda Wan nu heyo el petach o el moed tatnam el hakohen. We asa o tam hakohen echad patat veha echad. O love keeper, I love Hakohen, leave they Adonai, Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo, Yohe Da Wandu Heyo, Mizobo. That's the completion of the sixth Aliyah in the Hebrew reading. Now for the English translation, beginning with chapter 14, verse 33. And Hashem spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, this is one of the unusual, and there's a few more in this Aliyah. It's unusual to have Hashem is speaking to both Moses and Aaron. The reason this is happening is because it related to the book of Kohanim, the Sefer Kohanim, the book of the priests. And Aaron is the priest. When you come to the land of Canaan, which I am giving you as a possession, and I place a legion of Tzara'at upon a house in the land of your possession. And the one to whom the house belongs comes and tells the Kohen, saying, something like a lesion has appeared to me in the house. The Kohen shall order that they clear out the house before the Kohen comes to look at the lesion, so that everything in the house shall not become unclean. After this, the Kohen shall come to look at the house, and he shall look at the lesion. Now, the lesion in the walls of the house consists of dark green or dark red, sunken-looking stains, appearing as if deeper than the wall. Then the Kohen shall go out of the house to the entrance of the house, and he shall quarantine the house for 7 days. Then the Kohen shall return on the seventh day and look now if the lesion has spread in the walls of the house. The Kohen shall order that they remove the stones upon which the lesion is found, and they shall cast them away outside the city to an unclean place. And he shall scrape out the house from the inside all around, and they shall pour out the mortar dust from what they scraped outside the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and bring them instead of those stones. And he shall take other dust and plaster the house. And if the lesion returns and erupts in the house, after he had removed the stones and after the house had been scraped around and after it had been plastered, then the Kohen shall come and look. Now, if the lesion in the house has spread, it is malignant tzara'at in the house. It is unclean. He shall demolish the house, its stones, its wood, and all the dust of the house. And he shall take them outside the city to an unclean place. And anyone entering the house during all the days of its quarantine shall become unclean until the evening. And whoever lies down in the house shall immerse his garments, and whoever eats in the house shall immerse his garments. But if the Kohen comes again and looks at the lesion, and behold, the lesion did not spread in the house, after the house had been plastered, the Kohen shall pronounce the house clean, because the lesion has healed. to ritually cleanse the house, he shall take two herbs, cedar stick, a strip of crimson, and hyssop. He shall slaughter one bird into the earthenware vessel over spring water. And he shall take the cedar stick, the hyssop, the strip of crimson, and the live bird, and he shall dip them into the blood of the slaughtered bird, and into the spring water, and sprinkle towards the house seven times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, the spring water, the live bird, the cedar wood, the hyssop, and the strip of crimson. He shall then send away the live bird outside the city onto the field. He shall thus effect atonement for the house, and it will be clean. This is the law, this is the Torah, for every lesion of Tzara'at and for a netek. And the Tzara'at of garments and houses, and for a seit, and for a sapachat, and for a bacheret, to render decisions regarding the day of uncleanness and the day of cleanness. This is the law, the Torah of Tzara'at. Chapter 15. And Hashem spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, if any man has a discharge from his flesh, his discharge is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness due to his discharge. His flesh runs with his discharge, or his flesh is plugged up by his discharge. That is his uncleanness. Any bedding upon which the man with the discharge will lie shall become unclean, and any object upon which he shall sit shall become unclean. And a man who touches his bedding shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in water, and he remain unclean until evening. And anyone who sits on an object upon which the man with the discharge will sit shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in water, and he shall remain unclean until evening. And anyone who touches the flesh of the man with a discharge shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in water, and he shall remain unclean until evening. And if the man with the discharge spits upon a clean person, that person shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in water, and he shall remain unclean until evening. Any riding gear upon which the man with the discharge will ride becomes unclean. And whoever touches anything what will be under him becomes unclean until evening. And whoever lifts them up shall immerse his garment and immerse himself in water, and he shall remain unclean until evening. And whoever the man with the discharge touches without having rinsed his hands shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in the waters, and he shall remain unclean until evening. And an earthenware vessel which the man with the discharge will touch shall be broken, and any wooden vessel shall be rinsed in water. When the man with the discharge is cleansed of his discharge, he shall count 7 days for himself, for his purification, and then immerse his garments and immerse his flesh in spring water, and he shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take for himself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, and come before Hashem to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and give them to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall make them one into a sin offering and one into a burnt offering. And the Kohen shall effect atonement for him from his discharge before Hashem. That's the completion of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions? We are studying chapter 3 of Perkei Avot. In the second paragraph, Rabbi Shmanina Sagan HaKohanim Omer Ewe Mitpalel Bishloma Shel Malchut She'ilmale Mora'a Yishet Re'ehu Chaim Bela'o Rabbi Hanina Ben Terajon Omer Shenayim sheyoshvin v'ein b'nechem divrei Torah hare ze moshav letzim sheneemar. U'moshav letzim lo yashav Aval Shenayim Sheyoshbin Yesh Benehem Divrei Torah Shekina Sheruya Benehem Sheneemar Az Nidberu Yirei Hashem Ishel Rehu Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma Vyakatev Sefer Zikaron Lafnav Leire Hashem Ulchoshvei Shemo Ein Liela Shenayim Minayin Sheafilu Echad Sheyoshve Yoshev Yosek Batorah Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Tovea Lo Sakar Sheneemar Yeshev Dad Bayidam Ki Natal Alav. Rabbi Hanina, the vice high priest, said, pray for the welfare of the government, for were it not for the fear it inspires, every man would swallow his neighbor alive. Rabbi Hanina ben Teradion said, if two sit together and there are no words of Torah spoken between them, then this is a session of scorners, as it is said, nor sat he in the seat of the scornful. Rather, the teaching of Hashem is his delight. But if two sit together and there are words of Torah between them, then the Shekhinah abides among them, as it is said, then they that feared Hashem spoke one with another, and Hashem hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for that them that feared Hashem and that thought upon his name. Now I have no scriptural proof for the presence of the Shekhinah except among two. How do we know that even one who sits and studies Torah, the Holy One, blessed be He, fixes his reward? As it is said, though he sit alone and meditate in stillness, yet he takes a reward unto himself. Well, we seem to have two different discussions here. And it may be two different people. The name Hanina is Chen, which we will discuss momentarily, and then Yud Nun Aleph. The gematria of Yud Nun Aleph is 61. The Yud could also be applied to the word Chen, so it becomes Chani. That would parse into the last two letters, Nun and Aleph, means please, Na. Now, the word Chen is grace, is the way it's translated, but it's also an acronym for Chokhmah Nestar, hidden wisdom. With the Yud on the end of Chen, it becomes my hidden wisdom, please. Now, that could be interpreted as the hidden wisdom is pleasing, or it could be, please study my hidden wisdom. Now, when it comes to the possible second person, his name is Hanina also, but he is the son of Taradion. And I don't, just off the top of my head, see how to parse this or deal with the gematrias. Although the gematria of Taradion is 670, which is the number 67 in its completed state of 10, Sephirot. 67 is the gematria of the word Bina, understanding. So we could have the hidden wisdom being understood, please. Now, the rest of the two aspects, Rabbi Hanina, who is the vice high priest, is the number two spiritual leader in the nation of Israel. He says, pray for the welfare of the government, because the government is what instills fear of doing wrong. Being afraid of doing wrong. Because if there wasn't a government, if it wasn't a society, every man would swallow his neighbor. Every man would just operate on his selfish instincts. And that is the purpose of society, to keep selfish instincts in check. That's why societies pass laws against murder, against theft, against many other crimes. But all of the purpose of society is to control each individual human's selfish acts. That Rabbi Hanina ben Taradion said, if two sit together and there are no words of Torah spoken, then it's scorners. If you're not studying Torah, you're talking mundane material. Ultimately, if you're not studying Torah, you are distancing yourself from Hashem. And then it says, if there are two sitting together studying Torah, so is the Shekhinah listening. Now we know the Shekhinah comes with a group of 10, and we know the Shekhinah comes with a group of 3. As when we are saying the invitation, we have to have 3 peoples to do a Zimun when we say the Berkat HaMazon. But here it's saying it's just 2 people who are studying Torah. But what is 2 people studying Torah? It's a Hevruta study. What is Hevruta study? Most of the people in our generation do not experience Hevruta study. Hevruta study is one person reading a passage from Torah, whether it's the Chumash, whether it's the Tanakh, whether it's the Gemara, whether it's the Mishnah, whether it's the Zohar or the Tikkuni Zohar. Any one of these books are called Torah. They're all part of Torah. And Hevruta, one person is reading the passage. His opposite, his Hevruta, his friend, is reading that same passage along with him. And then they discuss it. But the discussions are unbelievable. The discussions, you have a right column person and a left column person. They're trying to find the central column. That's what a Hevruta study is. On the recordings link on my website, you're all familiar with it. It's spelled yashem.com/recordings.htm. On that link and the previous 2 or 3 links that you can find at the bottom of that page, you will see Hevruta study that started with the parasha from the Zohar of Bereshit. Because of problems of time with Pesach and everything else, I've been behind in posting the recordings to that link. But I've been starting to catch up, and the method I've used is not to follow by date, but by subject. So you will find 6 classes of about 15, 20 minutes of Hevruta study with myself and my Hevruta studying Zohar of Bereshit. I highly recommend you listen to these verses, these studies, this Hevruta study. And if you find it worthwhile, go back to the beginning. You will find it beneficial. At 11 a.m. West Coast time, we will have our afternoon prayer, which is the Aliyah, the 7th Aliyah, along with the Shir HaShirim. I hope you'll join us for that. Our next class is Motzi Shabbat, where we will be studying the Zohar for the double parasha of Achremot Kiddushim. Achremot provides the energy of Yom Kippur. Taking your first action of the new week to be a Zohar study is extremely beneficial. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Carla.
Okay, it's about your recordings that you've changed now to subjects. Do you not have the dates with them either?
Yes, I have the dates. The dates are there as well.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a permanent change. It's just until I get caught up.
Okay.
With what, how far I fell behind, and I just haven't been posting it because of time considerations.
Okay, well, I'll listen to what really
I will go back to the date process as soon as I can.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you know, it's an opportunity to take a look at the different subjects as well, but the dates are posted.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments, thoughts? Shabbat shalom to everyone. Shalom gadol. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.